You might not have put two and two together or realize that this podcast, it's actually produced by a nonprofit, listener-supported Wyoming Public Media. We're just a little old station housed in a basement on the beautiful University of Wyoming campus. We aren't getting paid big bucks as a for-profit business. No siree, we're making this podcast not for money, but because everyone on our team believes in what we do, telling the missing stories of the real American West. But that means we rely on people like you. If you make sure to download every episode as soon as it comes out, or have been telling all your friends what a big Modern West fan you are, or would be seriously bummed if we disappeared from your feed, if all that describes you, I wonder if you'd take a quick minute to do something for me. Get into your browser and search for themodernwest.org and find the donate button. It doesn't matter how much you commit to, $5 or $100. It just matters that you show us that you want us to keep telling these stories. My recommendation? Pause this episode and do it real quick before you forget at themodernwest.org. From Wyoming Public Media and PRX, this is The Modern West, exploring the evolving identity of the American West. I'm Melody Edwards. Welcome to High Altitude Tales, the eighth season of The Modern West. This time around, we're doing things a little differently. We're tagging along with a cadre of incredible reporters out into the field collecting stories from across the region.
A couple summers ago, I trained for a 131-mile bike race. It was one of those life-defining summers where you prove to yourself what you're made of.
Going up the Grand this year is something that scares me a little bit, too. But for different reasons than you might think.
We'll hear about the crazy workarounds people are finding for the housing crisis in tourist towns across the West. People are living in vans, stacking up in tiny apartments, or just plumb moving away.
I lived out of my Honda Pilot for my senior year of college. I was just kind of always really pretty intrigued by the van life idea. Yeah, not having to pay rent and being able to ideally spend more time outside.
We'll visit my home valley of North Park to meet ranchers adapting to the arrival of wolves on their doorsteps and the controversy over splashing full-color images of dead livestock killed by wolves across the local paper. Here's my dad.
If you want to have wolves in your state, then you should have to see that. And you should know that that's somebody's reality. It may not be yours, but it's somebody's reality, and it's very unpleasant. Doesn't look good on the front page of a newspaper, but it's just truth-telling.
We'll ride a bike into a tiny, forgotten, historic mining town that sits at the intersection of two beloved through trails. For hardcore bikers and hikers, this town is an oasis.
We are traveling since Patagonia in Chile, and we're going to Alaska.
And you can join us as we climb a very tall mountain exactly 100 years to the day after a woman named Eleanor Davis became the first recorded woman to ever climb the Grand Teton.
I really do believe courage is like a muscle.
We'll visit a prison to meet an incarcerated man finding healing by taming a wild horse. It's a very special, action-packed season full of Western characters you'll recognize, a few surprises you won't, and adventures galore. The first episode drops on the 3rd of April. So saddle up that pony and tag along. One of our goals is to get a dialogue flowing about the stories that we're telling. We're hoping that you'll join the conversation. So connect with us on social media and let us know what your thoughts are, whether you agree with what you're hearing or not. We're at Modern West Pod on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. That's Modern West Pod.